You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Had a phone call yesterday with Phil Ruhlman from Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Philman.
This might surprise you. Probably not. He says the free cookie skillets just continue to fly off the shelves of Ruhlman's. They are making them like crazy. We kind of are. Maybe a little bit.
We're bringing customers in, so I don't think so.
That's true.
It's a balance, right?
They can handle a $9 cookie skillet for free. But thank you, Breakers, for showing up to Ruhlman's, for eating there, for going back, telling your friends.
Where is it?
It's in between Lincoln and Omaha.
Where?
On Highway 6 in Ashland. You can't miss
it. South side.
It's right on the highway. Right on the highway.
South side. Yep. You were there, Steve.
You could have a sirloin like you were there. Filet mignon like me. Bill had the walleye. There's also salmon risotto there as well.
Sounds good right now.
Scallops, if you want that. Chilean sea bass, of course. We can't forget the Chilean sea bass.
Chilean sea bass.
It's delightful. And Mother's Day, by the way, was a huge success.
I would like to open with the skillet. I would like to start
your meal. That guy.
Wait, that's your appetizer, Bill?
I talked to, when I was at a, local fundraiser a couple, as an MC for Omaha Gross, and the cheesecakes were all out. And I was, and I went around and met everybody at each table, and I was very, very proud. That it was probably in the 60 percentile of people that had dug into their cheesecake ahead of the meal. And that, those are two, those are
you
the people.
You do that a lot, don't you?
Every time. And I don't make any bones. I grab it and I eat it.
Before your meal.
You want to make sure you'll eat that.
I want to enjoy the best part of the meal, in my opinion. So I want to be like, instead of getting like a chicken breast, okay, that's fine. But I want to make the cheesecake. And the cheesecake is always great.
I'm not judging you. Yeah. I just don't.
I think you were a little bit.
I was not. I was not judging you at all.
I mean, Jake saw it.
There was no judgment. I just don't do it.
Is there anything at all about how I get on that tourism board at Arthur?
I haven't seen anything. We'll do some research. I think the board needs to be invented still.
People are just waking up out there.
They are. They're getting going.
Ranchers are up.
Just waking
late
up.
Late night at the bunkhouse last night.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, a bunch of, I wonder if any of the ranchers are up yet. They usually get about 9.
They're doing stuff, though. They're not contemplating your existence.
Yeah, they are.
Gotta get Bush out here for the trap.
Jeez.
The tourism.
Wow.
Taking shots over there.
I'm not taking shots.
I'm promoting beef.
Keneally, Angus, Hyannis.
That's Hyannis. So now we went to
Arthur. Harry. You drove to Hyannis. You took a detour to Hyannis.
Don't be so sensitive.
Ruhlman Steakhouse.
I'm heading out for a branding, I think. Yes, I'll be branding some cattle. Imagine me.
Yeah, that's a little
scary. I want to do it old school, too. We heat it up like over an open fire. I'm doing it.
Cole says, if you eat dessert first, then you always have room.
Yes.
That's
it's just the way to go through life. Please be those people.
I might try it.
Yeah.
I've never done it. Never.
Because you think you're going to get frowned upon and you're not. You're worried about other people think of you.
Eat the cookie first.
Eat the dessert first. Never. I've never done it.
Well, change that.
I can tell you I've never done it. And I can tell you I've never had a full glass of wine in my life. I'll have to change that.
You don't have to change that.
Just put some ice in it and some 7-Up. Have a nice little white wine spritzer.
You might be all right.
You'll love it.
No.
Might be all right. Have your first ever glass of wine.
Yeah, you'll love it. Chardonnay spritzer.
Be adventurous. Okay. Something happened over the weekend that was very odd. It never happens from the state of Nebraska. Norfolk Catholic offensive lineman Leighton Burback committed to Northwestern. And per your colleague Sean Callahan of Husker Online on 3.
Hut!
Said this has got to be the first time in decades that somebody from Nebraska has committed to Northwestern to play football.
You know what?
And what else was said?
This is at least now the 10 in-state players that will not be going to Nebraska unless something changes. But there's 12 current players in the 2026 class that hold offers from Power 4 schools. 10 of those at least will not end up at Nebraska per Sean Callahan.
He said something interesting yesterday. It's happened before. There were some classes like the Sam Cotton was recruited, whatever class that was, he was the only Nebraska.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Kid. There was a couple others, actually. It's not like Juergens, the Juergens class. I think he might have been the only scholarship Nebraska kid. So it's not unprecedented.
Were the numbers as high
right
around him with the offers, though, is my question.
My guess is the numbers were not as high. Like, it's not. This is different. I mean, it's
if there's one or two, but there's only four with offers total, okay, yeah, a little bit different. But higher numbers.
12 right now.
12 is number.
Yeah. What? To talk to the historians here of the game, which would be you, Steve.
No, I'm not.
You're a historian.
A recruiting historian at all.
What is there anybody? Is there anybody that is looked at that was basically like Nebraska's not recruiting him? They went someplace else and fared very well.
Well, yeah, Xavier Watts.
Yeah, Xavier Watts was when it was, but he was passed on.
You would say that big lineman that played for the Buffalo Bills,
Harrison Phillips.
Jeez, Jake is incredible. Yeah. Sometimes Harrison
he
Phillips
went to Stanford.
Harrison Phillips went to Stanford. He was a kid from Omaha.
Yes, I forget what school.
And played for the Bills. That'd be a miss.
Yeah. He was a big.
many years.
Yes. Interior lineman.
Yes.
Interior lineman. Those are two that come to mind. The text line will supply you with more. Xavier Watts was – now, that was during the Frost era. And when it happened, I covered it. I remember the whole conversation. Nebraska wasn't going well. I mean, Nebraska wasn't in a great spot. And here comes Notre Dame. Watts was an example of a kid who grew up with Nebraska not being that good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of kids like that.
So an odd story for a New Mexico State would be that Nebraska was rolling at that time. Tony Samuel worked that into a head coaching job
at New Mexico State.
But we had a couple examples. Tony Rogge, not offered at Nebraska, comes down to New Mexico State, 4-year starter. I think he played 6 years in the NFL. Oh. So if you have a guy that played 6 years in the NFL, probably good enough to start at Nebraska.
Yep, probably
so. I would say probably so.
Yep, there's a miss.
But it happens like that. Kenton Keith, his dad played at Nebraska.
Yes, Kenton Keith.
Came down, was a running back, very talented, played in Canada, and then was active roster with the Colts.
Who's his dad?
It's at Percy. And so so my point is there's a couple there, but at the time Nebraska was winning insanely, so no one even noticed. No, it didn't come up in conversation. Where
so it's different now.
So Watts comes up in conversation.
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Because but anyway, those happen sometimes. But if you're winning, no one knows. There was never an article of what is going on at Nebraska. We have a guy in New Mexico State who's starting in the NFL. Didn't happen.
So I don't know.
It's just odd when you have this many quality players in the state. 12 Power 4 offers right now, and Sean says you're going to take at the most two of those.
They've tried it. They've went the other direction, and it really hasn't worked. You know.
So the only thing that makes you're not nervous, but
what I'm saying?
I hear you.
If six of those go someplace else and they pan out very well,
yep,
have really good careers, things go well, maybe in a chance at NFL or just their really good careers. Yeah, that's a miss.
We can't really say it right now.
Yeah, right now it's like no.
Yeah,
but this will all be judged, you know, down
in
the road.
In time. Exactly. And you're trying I don't like to be a broken record. But you're trying to take down the big ones. You're not trying to beat Minnesota. You are trying to beat Minnesota right now, but ultimately your ultimate objective is not we want to be Minnesota. So you got to do it a little different. You at least got to try it.
Josh says, if Rule starts winning 10 games a year, nobody will care about how many players came from Nebraska. That's fair. You win 10 games? Fair. Hey,
well, you beat Ohio State and Penn State and Oregon.
You do your thing.
Yeah.
You do your thing, Matt.
That's what it is. So you just have to see. Just have to see how it pans out.
When we come back, Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day.
The Boo!
That's next. The Boo. Break on the ticket.